It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello, and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside of me are the world famous Pot Brothers at Law, Mark and Craig Wasserman, and Mr. Joe Grande. How are we doing today, Joe?
Oh, we're doing great, brothers. I just want to thank everybody for listening to the podcast, Cannabis Talk 101, all around the world. We greatly appreciate you. Make sure you guys check out our website, CannabisTalk101.com, as we are the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And sign up for our newsletter, because you definitely want to be a part of everything that we do in the cannabis space. And call us up anytime,
800-420-1980.
That's right, 1980. What a beautiful year it was. Make sure you check out our Instagram pages for daily news, learn the script, and so much more at Cannabis Talk 101, at pot_brothers_@_law. Mark is at Waslaw. Craig's at Waslaw Dog. Blue is at number one, Christopher Wright.
Hello.
I am at Joe Grande 52. And Mark, we just haven't heard a lot of good things with this whole cannabis industry. There's a lot of things if cannabis goes bad. You know what doesn't go bad, though, is when you buy a seed from Rocket Seed. Would you guys agree?
Yeah, man, that's the truth.
If you're looking for a high-quality seed.
Joe, let me say something real quick, man. You know, real quick, this is super important about seeds. Someone asked me today, I'm starting a new grow, just a private little grow, three plants at my house. It's totally legal here in California. And he goes, I just want to grow two or three plants, dude. He says, should I buy clones? I'm starting fresh. I said, well, do you have your lights, everything set up? He says, no. I go, well, you know, he said, or should I buy seeds? And I said, honestly, you should probably go to Rocket Seeds. And I said, you should get the seeds that are auto flower, because you're not a veteran. It'll just make it easy for you to do the deal. And also, you're not bringing in anybody else's pesticides or bugs or anything like that. Because a lot of times when you buy a clone and you bring in someone else's clones into your facility, they come with, you know, all kinds of drama, meaning that they come with, spider mites or they could come with powder mold, you know, any of those different things. So I truly believe, you know, starting from a seed is the most organic and best way to do it. And Rocket Seeds would be the spot to get them now.
Definitely. So go to rocketseeds.com. But I know, Mark, you got a good when cannabis goes bad story for us.
I do, because the headline reads, and this is in England, because, you know, we're looking all over the world. Drug dealers peddled cannabis disguised as Skittles and Jelly Tots out of a corner shop. Talk about attracting kids, Joe.
You said drug dealers disguise?
They peddled cannabis disguised as Skittles and Jelly Tots. Drug dealers in England took over a convenience store in Bristol and used the premises to peddle cannabis disguised as sweets. In scenes that sounded like an episode of BBC One crime drama Line of Duty, police told of how known drug dealers took over Speedwell Mini Market to play their trade, preying on vulnerable children to do their dirty work. Speedwell Mini Market in St. George, Bristol became a hub for organized crime, with a gang using vulnerable children to ferry the drugs around the city. Cannabis was bundled in sweet packets such as Skittles and Jelly Tots to disguise it before being sold. Sports cars regularly made brief stops at the shop to collect packages, and police had also found mobile SIM cards and illicit Viagra on sale behind the shop counter. Officers found pre-printed, ready-to-be-sealed sweet packets alongside mobile SIM cards, often used for untraceable burner phones, as well as illicit Viagra for sale right behind the counter. A large amount of CCTV coverage inside the shop, monitored from elsewhere, raised suspicions. Counselors agreed with an application by Avon and Somerset Constable to revoke the premises license. Members had been told there had been a huge increase in reports of suspicious activity at the shop over the last 18 months, with more than 100 calls from public plus intelligent sources. So they let this go on for 18 months. Now, you listen, the headline, drug dealers peddled cannabis. No, that's not the headline of this fucking story. It's what they're doing to these kids and what they're doing to these kids.
And not only to the kids, but to the community, right? Like,
yes,
it's such a weird concept sometimes because, granted, now that community out there is like sitting there going, oh, we have cannabis. We have access to cannabis that we can get it. And some people, it may really benefit, right? Like, let's just not overlook that aspect going.
Well they were, well, they were giving it to kids. So here's what I don't agree with. I mean, sure, somebody may have benefited from it 100%. But that when you're putting in kids' packaging like Skittles, and you're selling cannabis to, you know, doing that kind of stuff, you know, really, you know, if you're not 16 and doing that, I mean, which someone has to be probably backing you on that kind of stuff, you're straight, you know, shit, dude. Like, because you know what you're doing is you're giving it to kids and you're teaching them, you know, people are buying that. It just sucks, you know. In my opinion.
Well, let me ask you guys, what is your whole thought process on a lot of these companies that are out there that are fully legal and legit that still market towards that young clientele? Because let's just face it, we have legal licensed fucking product out there that looks very kid friendly.
Not really in California anymore.
It's not supposed to. Not the licensed ones. I mean, we have clients that send us mock-ups of packaging they want to do. And I'm going almost every day. It looks like something my kid might like. I wouldn't do it. You know, you got to be careful, especially in California. So most of that stuff is still, it's on the illicit, illicit market. That's where you're still seeing a lot of that stuff.
I mean, you're seeing it, but you're also the color scheme, the this, the that. I mean, you know, it's still out there. Let's just face it. They're touching the line with it. No one's just trying to do the adult classy, you know, medicine looking. It doesn't look like it's on the whole food shelf. You know what I'm saying? Like you can know when you see classy packaging and you go, wow, this looks great. And then you can tell where they're trying to go younger. I'm just saying it's still out there.
No, I don't like it.
Well, here's the thing, Joe. There's a fine line between colorful and young, you know what I mean? Meaning like colorful's cool. You know, we have a very colorful studio, you know, it's colorful, but specifically like in a bag of Skittles, you know what I mean? Come on, you know, like you know, that's when you dip candy that's, you know, geared towards ropes, like for example, and then you put it in the same packaging as the kids. Now I like those candies though, by the way. You know what I mean?
And oh, I love them too. Don't get it twisted.
There's a huge market for it, right? And I'm not disagreeing with that part, you know, because I do want people to be able to enjoy cannabis in any shape or form. Just like you can enjoy chocolate with vodka or whatever, brandy or whatever
rum, it is,
you
know. Yeah.
Rum, correct. I'm a fan of that kind of stuff. I think it's great, you know, but also I think, you know, you have to be doing it out of a licensed facility and be responsible. When you take it and now you're selling it to minors and you're selling it just to any Joe Schmo on the block, you know, it becomes a problem because again, it gets in the wrong hands. And that's it, dude. Like, you know, and so does alcohol, but at least it's, you know, they're checking ID, you know, they're like, hey, check some ID, you know? And I think that's just be responsible, I guess. You know, it's you're right, Joe. It is kind of a thin line, though, right? When you start really diving into it, and you're like, well, you know, Cocoa Nugs. I love Cocoa Nugs. You know what I mean? I think they're hot. It's a good brand. They created something very cool in the market, and it's an edible that you can, you know, that looks, you know, like a nug. And you know, it's great. It's a product, but there is a slippery slope. You know, if you're gonna be, you know, doing you know, candy inside of already pre-made packages. Cause again, those kids start getting into those Skittles and they think it's Skittles. And next thing you know, you got a kid ingesting it and you know, it's not fair.
Yeah. And it's deceiving. That's the part that, and it's that gray line we keep talking about, which part of me isn't that mad at it because it's the whole marketing scheme, right? Like it's part of the game of life. Fuck it. Who are we kidding? It's like, what do these big companies try to do? Make something look cool, young, hip, where people would like it. I mean, what do we as, a, you know, 40, 50 year old men, we liked Fruity Pebbles. We like Skittles. And guess
still
what?
Do.
It still do. That's my point. My point is it's still a tough line because we still like those. And those are the ones, the Cocoa Puffs, the this and that, that they're making these cereal boxes and this and that, Captain Crunch, this. We like it as well, but it caters towards the children. Maybe we're just all little boys at heart and we're weirdos. But my point is it makes it tough to sit there and act like, oh, they're not doing that when, you know, I feel like, well, no, they actually are. And
yeah,
these guys get caught in London doing it. That is terrible. It's bullshit. It's way out of line. And I hope they throw the books at people that get caught for doing these illegal, unnecessary acts, especially when you're taking over a candy shop that was for candy for kids. And now you're selling fucking Viagra and cannabis.
And the owner of the premises, he basically got run out. He got, you know, the people who are there, the game, they took over. They ran him out. But we got like another.
They told him, hey, you're out of here, bro. And then they just went to work?
Pretty much. Because when the cops came to him, he was just this old dude who was like, and had nothing. You know, they were surveilling. He had nothing to do with it. He was just the owner. And he got run out of his own place. He got taken over. But 18 months. Wow. 18 months, 100 phone calls. I mean, why did it take so long? Here, what didn't take long is out of Georgia, the headline reads. And I'm
Hold on. Let's break and come back to that. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue Joe Grande and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pop Brothers at Law. You guys know what time it is?
Dime time.
Go ahead, Mark. Give it to us.
Think higher. Think higher and higher with Dime Industries. Find them in California, Arizona, and Oklahoma. Dime Industries has been a leading trusted source of clean and potent medicine using state-of-the-art hardware, including premium food grade stainless steel, glass, ceramic plates, and enhanced battery life. The 1000 milligram cartridges are amazing. I know, I use them myself every single day. Check out the website dimeindustries.com or on Instagram, dime.industries.
So, Mark, you were saying something else. You started a new story before we broke. Is it in Georgia, you said?
Out of Georgia. I'm sure you've heard it. You already heard this. The headline reads, Tiffany Haddish arrested for DUI and found asleep behind the wheel as cops believe she had smoked weed.
Oh, boy. Tiffany Haddish, the comedian, right?
Yep.
And I'm not familiar with her, but, you know, so that's a good thing. She was sleeping. Where was she sleeping at? I mean, you know, was she sleeping in a parking lot?
Here's the report, okay? As reported by TMZ, Peachtree City Police arrested the actress around 4 a.m. that day. I think this is like 5 days ago now. And police responded to a call about a driver who had fallen asleep at the wheel. They had a description of the vehicle and spotted Tiffany Haddish driving it, pulling into a neighborhood. Officers stopped her and made the arrest, charging her with DUI and improper stopping on a roadway. Police believe she smoked marijuana prior to her arrest.
What made you say believe?
Hold on. She smiled in her mugshot, despite the serious nature of the accusations against her. Police were in, she was in custody for a few hours, bonded out for $1,666. Has yet to address the incident, unless she said something in the last 24 or 48 hours. We'll have to see. She has been open about her marijuana use in the past, even admitting to driving under the influence. Now, I don't think that's a big deal, admitting that you drove under the influence of cannabis. My question is, were you impaired? Now, this report, and we'll have to follow up, and I want to get the actual facts, because this says somebody saw a car with somebody asleep in it. That means there's a witness who called in something, gave a description of a vehicle, and then the police pull her over later, seeing that, assumingly, fit the description. She fit the description of whatever was described. And, you know, what we don't know is, did she shut the fuck up? What's the rest of the story? And I'm very curious to know. There's a lot of, you know, why do the police believe she smoked marijuana? Well,
Mark, that should be public information, right? Can't you pull that art? I mean,
I'm looking right now, actually, for the most recent.
Well, I'm looking up her name right now, too. And I see arrested for DUI as well.
Yeah,
but with the mugshot, her eyes do look like she's high as a kite. Don't get it twisted.
That's not fair. That's not a fair statement.
Listen, Joe, as you say that, let me just share with you guys this. My cousin D-Lo, okay, he's straight military to the bone. He's never done any smoking, drinking, anything, right? And he's just solid 100 kid. But when you look at his eyes, and funny, his name's D-Lo, right? That's his real name. And his eyes look like he's super ripped and he just stares at you the whole time. And I swear, every time I've seen him, I'm like, dude, you know, I'm like, dude, you look so ripped.
Yeah, he's
like, dude,
and I think that's a fair statement to say. I can say that Tiffany looks high as a kite in her picture. I don't think it's wrong to say that, Mark. It's a look that when you take a big rip of a bong and you're sitting there coughing or a joint, whatever, and your eyes get that hazy, glossy look and they're red in this picture, that's a look that you look high. I'm not saying she's impaired.
Maybe she has allergies.
And you're right. Water. Maybe she does. I'm just saying it's fair that we can all agree that we've all looked at somebody and said, fuck, dude, you look
ripped. Yeah. No, I'm not.
So don't jump on me like you can't say that when we all say it.
Yeah, but in under this circumstance and in this situation where they're accusing her of driving.
I'm not accusing her. I'm saying in the picture, she looks high as a kite. I'm not accusing her. I'm just saying, just like when I walked into a mobile home one day and you were in the back of it at Kushtok, you're laying on the bed and I go, Mark, you look high as a kite right now.
You guys had a mobile home.
It wasn't a mobile home.
Well, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. My point is,
tour bus.
At you. Yeah.
That was a tour bus.
Drivers. We will need to find out. We'll find out what actually went down. She hasn't made a statement. I don't see anything where she's made a statement. So
speaking of the cannabis tour bus, check this out, man. I'm putting it out there to everybody out there. Find our bus. If you find the Cannabis Talk 101 tour bus, right, and you come up to Blue, Joe Grande, Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pop Brothers of Law, you come up to one of us and you say this key word. I don't even know what it is right now, but you say a key word. We're going to hook you guys up with some kind of a swag bag. We're going to take care of you. We might not have it on scene because sometimes we give all of our free stuff away and stuff like that, but we're going to take care of you. What's the key word, Joe?
The key word is love.
Love. So you got to say, hey, you have to say the key word is love.
Because that's what we're spreading, love.
That's it. That's it, guys. You find the Cannabis Talk 101 tour bus at any event. And I'll tell you the next event we're going to be at. We're going to be at the Orange County Cannabis Awards, which the Pop Brothers at Law are actually nominated to be the top attorneys in the state or the country for cannabis. And, you know, we're going to be out there on the 29th in Orange County in Garden Grove. We're also going to be at Champs in Las Vegas in February, what is that? Second, third, fourth. So if you find us, you see us, you see anybody on the bus and you come up and say, the key word is love, you're going to get a swag bag from Cannabis Talk 101. Now you can't, and it's the first 10 people. It ain't the first 100,000 people that show up. I got to be like, yo, it's already number 11, bro. You're done. But we will give it to you guys. That's the swag bag coming to you from Cannabis Talk 101.
So let me ask you guys this too, though, about this whole scenario with Tiffany Haddish. And by the way, Blue, she's one of these actresses. I guarantee you know who she is once you look at her. She's a very beautiful, light-skinned sister. She's been on so many TV shows and movies. Dude. She actually just hosted one of the big award shows recently. She had a little louder voice like this. It just Real. She's from L.A., born and raised. She's hilarious dope. I really love her. Yeah, I think she's a fucking phenomenal talent. That being said, though, Mark, if I'm not mistaken, as I'm trying to peruse this article and read and see, did you say somebody called because she was sleeping in the car, correct?
Yeah, it says, and this, so, I'm looking at Inside Edition reported that somebody called. There was a 911 call.
Yeah, and I'm reading CNN. At 2:30 in the morning. Yeah, officer responded about 2:30 in the morning.
Sleep.
Yeah, so that being said, you guys, here's my scenario. You know, it makes me think of what we heard. If you see something, say something, right? Because let's do catch 22. Tiffany Haddish is in that car and she had a seizure and she's potentially dying.
Yeah.
And the car's and the cops come and save her life. You know what I mean?
Wait. Stop. The cops didn't find her asleep. You understand this? Somebody made that call and then the cops pulled her over as she was driving, entering a residence or a neighborhood somewhere. Okay, the cops did not find her. Oh, yeah, it says asleep.
Officer responded about 2:30 to a 911 call regarding a driver asleep at the wheel on the roadway, according to a statement emailed to CNN by Peachtree City Police Department. So even that being said, how many times have we seen somebody driving? But actually, Blue and I was just on Beach Boulevard not too long ago. Remember, Blue, and the dude was asleep?
This is Interstate 39, guys. So this is the most probably the second or third largest.
It's 1 p.m. Afternoon.
Yeah, it's middle of the afternoon. And the funny thing is, guys, is right behind him is a cop.
Mark, no bullshit.
Dude, right behind him. And so we're driving and we look, and Joe looks over and he goes, dude, this guy's full on sleeping. And I look over, this guy is snoring logs, dude. And then the cop gets out of the car and we can still see it, 'cause we were a couple cars behind or whatever. And we can see we were right in front of it. And the light was still like just turning green and we were pulling off. And the cop walks up, knocks on the window, and the guy just looks at him and he rolls down the window and said whatever he said. And the cop let him drive off, which was scary as shit to me, because I was like, dude, don't you think they should have fucking stopped him and told him to? But I think he was like, oh, I just dozed off. And, you know, I put him in park and dozed off. I don't know. But I think they should have pulled him over and said something. But they just let him keep driving. Remember that, Joe?
I do. That's why I was tripping. This incident, I'm finding some more stuff, Mark, on this as I pulled up a story from CNN. And it's saying that just some random stuff that she's been going through, like her dog of 13 years recently died. That's just heartbreaking. Like, breaks my heart. Like, I love.
She was close to Bob Saget.
Yeah, you see that too. And another close friend, Carl Craig, a big music producer, passed, and she just broke up her year relationship with the rapper Common. So, you know, whether or not she was sleeping, whatever, going through something, who knows? But if she wasn't impaired and just tired and, you know, it's a tough one to swallow, but I do believe that sometimes those calls are necessary, right? Like, because what if this person was going through either A, seizures, B, drunk, fucking pick the problem, pick the poison, and now we try to do something to help them. So there is benefits into making these calls, but there is not benefit into the accusations of you look stoned. I don't agree with that either, Mark. Don't get me wrong. I'm saying that I'm looking at your fucking picture and the picture that you used, that you smiled for your mugshot. Your eyes look bloodshot and they could be from sleeping, could be from allergies, could
maybe
be
from crying,
could be maybe, from fucking a lot of different things. Don't get it twisted. But
where's
I look at it
from?
And
where,
I go,
where does the allegations of the weed just come in?
Well, you know, let's roll the dice and say middle of LA somewhere, or African-American female, 20, you know, 2:30 in the morning. They're rolling.
That's what we're talking about, stupid. Joe. That's what we're saying.
Right. And don't get me wrong.
Yeah. You can't just start to all of a sudden, you know what I mean, stereotype someone for having red eyes, because some people have different symptoms that actually have red eyes all the time. They just live with red eyes.
I agree with that. But I think the police could question, instead of making the accusation, well, we asked her, did you smoke anything? Are you allergic to anything? Are you having an allergic reaction right now? Are you on allergy?
You're assuming that, or you think they did?
I'm suggesting and hoping that they did some shit like that, or do some shit like that, rather than just make these fucking accusations and make people feel like, whoa, what are you doing? What are you saying about me? You can't just be making that accusation about me. That's not right. I don't think it's right by no means. I'm just, you know, saying what I see in the picture. But that being said, I like Tiffany a lot.
Real quick though, Mark, this is a question for you as the attorney. you know, the statement that she made should be public record, right? And we should be getting that shortly.
Well, there's no suggestion that she made a statement.
And nor do you need to make a statement. Not everybody.
And she shouldn't.
Yeah, she should.
She shouldn't. So that's the question. That's my question is, you know, did she shut the fuck up? Number one, right? And so somebody called in, saw somebody asleep. They didn't see somebody smoking weed. And then the cops pull her over as she's driving wherever she's at. They make a traffic stop. You know, where it was smoke coming out the way. You know, I mean, I'm sure we would have heard about that if there was. So that's my question. Where is this information or assumption that there was cannabis involved at all?
Say you found a joint, a bag, a rope, something, right? Yeah.
There's no indication where that's coming from.
And honestly, if they found cannabis in the car, they probably would have had that conversation and said, hey, you know, cops found an ounce of cannabis in the vehicle. Right. And she had bloodshot red eyes and they assumed that she was high or so on, but they didn't say that. There was no cannabis found, right? I mean, that would have been in the report.
I would imagine that'd be in the report. Bottom line, we need to invite Tiffany Haddish to the Bud Tender Awards created by G4 Live. It is going down in Las Vegas at the all-new Resort World. Snoop Dogg and Travis Barker will be performing live together for the first time ever. And nice. It's going to be amazing. So, Tiffany, you're invited. If you need a place to stay, you can come kick it with us. We got you. May 2022, we will be there the 11th or 12th through the 14th. Either way, just be out there. Mark sent me a text going, Joe, I think it's the 12th. I'm like, I see something that says the 11th. Either way, come on out there and hang out with us. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this.
Keep it locked.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Take a hit, get lit, and sit back and enjoy Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, Mark and Craig, the Pop Brothers at Law, your number one source for everything cannabis. Joe, I got one more.
You got one more? Oh, shit. Well,
bring it.
I got a quick one. I couldn't help myself because this one, headline out of South Dakota, man arrested after his 73-year-old mother accidentally served his weed brownies at a senior center. He is now facing felony charges.
Have we heard this story before? Is this just happening again?
I feel like we've heard this story.
Is this a recent one again?
No, hold on now. Now, we've heard a story about this happening in a different place, but this is brand new out of South Dakota. Another man facing felony drug charges after his mother served cannabis brownies to senior citizens. NBC News reported that Michael James Caranda, 46, was arrested on January 5th for possession of a controlled substance, a felony that carries a maximum prison sentence of 5 years. 5 years. Remember, this is in South Dakota. Getting back to some of the archaic
They're not playing.
Don't mess around. His arrest came after police received several phone calls about possible poisonings at the Tabor Community Center. After speaking with several of the affected seniors, authorities discovered that they had all eaten brownies brought by Michael's mother. According to the affidavit, Caranda admitted that he brought THC butter back it's hard to read this kind of stuff. Back from a recent visit from Colorado, Caranda claimed he went to bed after making the concoction, at which point his mother unwittingly took it. So this guy admitted it. Now I would imagine there might have been a conversation with the cops that said, you know, your mother's in possession of this.
Yes.
It's your mother or you, right?
Well, that's when you step up and go, yeah, I did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's funny. It's good to hear that story because here's what I think, guys. You know, it obviously mom didn't do it. Mom didn't know. She just put some butter in there. And she made some freaking brownies for, you know, her, the elderly community. And like, God bless her for doing that. But you find out that the kid goes, oh my God, I didn't tell my mom that was the wrong butter. And she hands it out to all these senior citizens. They're all high as shit. And now there's charges being brought on his mom. I mean, I don't know, but that's what I think, that it's, you know, it's time to step up and go, hey, I made a mistake. I put it in my fridge. My mom used it and it's my fault. My bad. I'll take this out.
Yes.
For me, you know, that's when you don't shut the fuck up, I guess, you know, right?
Well, no, you gotta save your mom. You gotta save your mom. In fact, you know, I recently represented a mom and a son.
and one thing, hey, Mark, I would say this, is he probably shouldn't have said that to the cops. They should have got an attorney and let the attorney fight it. Or yes. Would the charges have been against their mom? And then you come and say, hey, guys, you know, here's our key witness. And then they'd have to bring up new charges on him.
It just depends. Right? Yeah. Every circumstance is going to be a little different. But I've certainly seen, brothers stepping up. And, you know, you see that kind of shit when that's what's going on. But that is when cannabis goes really bad.
Really bad.
That is
really
very, bad. Very bad.
So I got something for you guys right here. You know, the other day we were discussing, you know, questions about how much do you know cannabis, you know, and you know, really is it, you know, how much do you really know about the effects and the risk of cannabis? You know, and I'll tell you this, you know, we stopped that, and I'm going to refer the last question because I know Joe's going to correct me and say that we already asked this question because he remembers it. But I'm going to talk about the last question, and then I'm going to go into the new question. I'm going to ask both you guys about, do you really know the effects of what cannabis? And again, I take some of these answers with a grain of salt because I haven't really noticed that all of them are the same. And some of them go against my opinions or what I think I know. But question number five is the last one we did. It was, you know, what problems can marijuana cause during pregnancies? And you know, it was sadly all of the above, which was low birth rate, increased behavior and attention problems, and predetermined birth, stillbirth. I don't know what that meant, but it was all of the above. But going into question number six, guys, you know, is a new mom using marijuana, if a new mom uses marijuana, will it affect the birth, and can it affect her baby? So is that a yes, no, is the question, yes or no? So if a new mom uses cannabis after birth, can it affect her baby?
After
if
birth,
a new mom uses cannabis after the birth?
Yeah.
What? Are you saying after the baby's born, the mom uses cannabis?
Can it affect her baby?
No, unless she's blowing the smoke in its face, I guess.
Well, so then the answer is yes. I mean, I can think of another scenario. She's high and forgets to fucking do something or you know, does something else.
Forgets where she put her baby.
You know, I don't know.
Maybe drunk and do that too.
Don't get me wrong. Yeah, there's a lot of things you can do, but I'm just
if they're doing that high, they're doing that drunk.
Anything else?
I mean, I think there's a lot
you guys could think of. Well, the one question that everybody talks about is, and the answer is yes. And the reason it's yes is because the mother is most likely breastfeeding and providing milk. And so
then it's a good thing. Then she's giving the kids cannabinoids and, you know, all the good stuff.
No, but it can be found in the breast milk, and they're saying that it could actually intoxicate the baby and get the baby high, and it could create you know, different problems. So that's the answer for that one. And I actually love your answers, Joe, because you're like, yeah, she could do something wrong, do something stupid, you know.
I mean, yeah, there is, you know, I mean, there is. I mean, can it? Yeah, but I mean, that's just the facts, right? It can. The odds are it might not. I hope not, for God's sake, but it can.
So here's another multiple question, right? So edibles are a safe way to use marijuana, right? Question mark. Yes, no. So
well, is it yes? I think you're part of the question, right?
They're depends more the question. How you're using them.
And not only that, depend on the dosage, right? Because if you're looking at an edible and you don't know the dosage amount, then it's not safe because somebody can eat a small little gummy thinking, oh, all gummies are only 5 milligrams and it's a fucking 100 milligram gummy.
I'm the only one who could just eat whatever edibles and it'll be safe.
I agree. You eat everything. You put anything, so everything here, in your mouth.
And here's the fun part. So they said yes or no. And this is what I like about, you know, is just reading shit offline and pulling stuff up, because it says yes or no. And it says no, right? So the answer is no. But the reason it says no is because you have no idea how much THC is in that thing. Exactly. And in this, right. But you do though, but you do now. Right. So clearly
really, I mean, they cook them and you have an idea. You have an idea.
If they're telling the truth.
Well, and that's the fun part, because I'll tell you what, I'll be the first to tell you there's been many times where I pop an edible and it says 10 milligrams and I'm in the room going, holy shit.
Right.
You know, what, where am I at? What am I doing? I'm scared. I'm panicked. And this is clearly more than 10 milligrams. But there's a time where I could take 5 or 10 milligrams and feel great and be like, that's 5 or 10 milligrams. And I enjoy that buzz. And it really, if you've never taken an edible, I would highly suggest you get it from a licensed facility that actually does testing. And anytime you get cannabis, but especially an edible, if your son, your daughter, your cousin, your nephew, your friend comes in and goes, I just made these brownies, they're 10 milligrams. Do not take it, because unless you're a veteran, and because you are going to feel the effects of the high, and their 10 milligrams is not probably, you know, dosed out properly. And it most likely will knock you on your behind and it'll make you feel completely, completely out of whack. And a lot of people will never do it again because it scares them so much. And they think that they're in, you know, and I'll give you a perfect example. My mother, you know, she said, you know, little Raymond made some edibles and I tried one with him and I tried one with him and I'll never do it again. I had a drink and you know, I felt so drunk and I was so out of whack. And I had one drink, I had one glass of wine, Chris, and that edible, and I was completely knocked out and messed up. And I'm like, Mom, you realize that, you know, that's the exact thing you're not supposed to do. You know, you took something and you just, you know, experimented with, you know, little Raymond, you know, making it. Little Raymond's in his 20s, you know, mid 20s. So he's not little Raymond, you know, but at the same time, you know, you feel like, you know, you're getting it from a trusted source, but he's not, and he's a chef, but he didn't, you know, dose it out the way it's supposed to be dosed. It wasn't tested and it wasn't say, hey, this is a true 5 milligrams, Mom. You should try 3 milligrams, half of this thing, wait 2.5 hours, see how you feel. And then if you don't like it, try it again, you know? And that's super important in educating people what's going on out there. Because, again, if you're getting it from a friend or a family member that doesn't really produce them and doesn't have a licensed facility and hasn't been tested, don't just experience for your first time, because you're going to be in for a ride for your life.
And that being said, you guys, before we get cut off on this Zoom, if nobody else loves you,
we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.